There are a few sports analysts that I do not like, but I think that it is extremely hard to be a sports analyst because athletes and fans want sports analysts to always say something positive about their team, about their players. But if they say something negative, then they're wrong. But my thing is this: if the player is playing bad and the analyst points it out, they're wrong. They say, well, you shouldn't have said that about him. You shouldn't have said that about him. What am I supposed to say? You ask me a question about an athlete or about a team that's performing bad, and I tell you how bad they're performing, what I'm supposed to do? Say they're doing good? They say, oh, you're just a hater, and you never played, and you never did this. That's what they say about an analyst. But the thing is, I mean, that's what they paid to do. You want them to sit up there and lie and say that a player that's not playing well or a team that's losing all their games is doing good? That's just silly. We at a stage in everything where if you have a opinion that contrasts or goes against the majority opinion or even a few people, then you are wrong. You're a hater. You are negative. You're angry and all this other stuff. And people, and they get on the internet and talk about you. That's why I thank God that I'm not famous. Because if you go back to my podcast, I got an opinion on a lot of things. Most of the time I'm joking around, but even a joke will get you canceled these days. So, man, it's crazy that NBA analysts get paid to talk about sports truthfully. And they get paid to say whether a team is doing good or doing bad, if a player is doing well or doing bad. But when they do that, they get criticized. I mean, what do you want? What do you want? If you are a player that is playing bad, then the NBA analysts should say you're playing bad. Right? I think so, but that's just how it goes. That's just the world. It goes with everything. Music, movies, all types of stuff. If you say you don't like a popular movie, oh, you just hate him, man. He's negative. He talks about people and all this kind of stuff. Look, I just don't like it. Can I not like it? You know what I'm saying? Can I not like the movie? Can I not speak the truth about a player playing bad? Can I not like a certain type of music? Or whatever. It's my opinion. It's my preference. Yeah. Not only can you not speak the truth about something that everybody actually sees, but you can't even have an opinion no more. Which is sad. Sad. It's sad though. Because you pay these people. And the thing is, you watching them, you know what I'm saying? While people are complaining about certain sports analysts or critics or whatever being negative or hating and all this kind of stuff. You watching them. That's the reason they still got a job, because of that. So it's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous. I couldn't be a sports analyst. I couldn't be a sports analyst. I couldn't be famous. I don't want to be a sports analyst. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be popular. I do want to be rich. But all the rest of the stuff, man, you can keep it. Because I got a lot of opinions. And all of them ain't, like, good opinions. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like certain music artists' music. I don't think certain players in the NBA play well. I don't like certain NBA teams. You know what I'm saying? It's preference. It's my opinion. So I know I couldn't do it. Cause nowadays, man, you can be controversial just saying hello. Like, did you see the way he said hello? Yeah, did you hear how he said hello? I think it was something behind that. Let's go on social media and make 1,000 posts and some memes about how he said hello so negatively. Yeah, you can't say nothing nowadays without being scrutinized. Even the smallest things, right? There are certain things that people should be scrutinized for saying. But if I tell you it's a player on this team and he playing like trash, he ain't scoring no points, he's not helping the team, he got bad body language, they losing every game, they trash. They be like, oh no, you can't call him trash, that's messed up. How you gonna call somebody trash? You never played in the NBA. You don't even know the game and all this kind of stuff. I can see. I can look at the points. You know what I'm saying? I can see they winning record. I don't gotta play the, I don't have to have played in the NBA to see that this player compared to other NBA players is trash. I don't have to see that this team compared to other NBA teams is trash. I don't have to have played in the NBA or dunked the ball. You know? Yeah. That's the thing though. If you don't agree with somebody, or if you say what somebody perceives is negative about anything, then they start attacking you. Even though what you talking about really is nothing important. Like, we talking about NBA players. We don't even know these people. We talking about music artists and all that kind of stuff. Why attack me about it? You know what I'm saying? If we was talking about something more serious, then that'd be different. Like, if the NBA analyst got on there and talked about the players' mamas and their sisters and their cousins and their brothers and stuff, like, your brother is ugly, he look like a Rottweiler. Now that's different. That's disrespectful. But if they get on there and say, look, last night he didn't play no defense, he's out of shape, he's not trying, he just seemed like he gave up, that's how I see it. You'll be if an NBA analyst or even any sport analyst came on there and said that about a star player that actually did what he's saying, they'd be all over the news the next day. So-and-so said this about so-and-so, and he's getting a lot of media backlash, and the people online are, yeah, like, man, you can't. It's a hard job. I think it is. It's a hard job mentally. It's not, I don't think it's a hard job physically or financially, because they get paid a lot, like on ESPN and those places, more than the average person. So it's easy in one way, but it's hard mentally, because you got to deal with a whole bunch of stupidity. And the same people that are all over the internet and social media and everywhere else complaining about what you're saying as a sports analyst, they have opinions too. Everybody has an opinion. So why be mad at the sports analyst's opinion when you have an opinion also? They be like, don't talk about this player. They be like, so do you like so-and-so? Nah, I don't like him. I hate him. But you was disrespectful when you said something about this player. Like, what? So you can disrespect somebody you don't like, but if I disrespect them, I'm wrong? Get out of here, man. We're not disrespecting, but if I say something that's negative about them because they're not playing well, then I'm wrong. But you, as a fan, you can just have your opinion about everything, right? But a sports analyst who gets paid to have an opinion is criticized for having one, which is so silly. It's so silly. They pay these people on these sports channels and these podcasts and all this stuff to have an opinion about these players, right? And not only do they pay them to have an opinion, they pay them to have an expert opinion. And then people get mad at the opinion. Like, that's just silly. Do you know that's what they get paid for? That's their job. That's the reason you are watching them, to see what their opinion is. So how you gonna get mad at what they're giving you? They're giving you what you asked for, which is for them to give you an expert opinion about whatever sport that they're talking about. But when they give it, then people get upset. Ridiculous. Thank God I'm not any of those things, like I said. Thank God I'm not famous or a sports athlete or commentator or any of those things, because I would be miserable. Yeah, I'd be miserable. The money would be good. Nah, you know, maybe I wouldn't be miserable, because they gonna pay me one time and I quit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna take this shit. What are you talking about, man? I'm not coming here every day and looking on the news when I get off that I said something just cause I told the truth. Everybody mad with me? Nah, man, I'm not doing that every day. Got people out in real life while I'm at the grocery store and other places coming under me, telling me crazy shit. Hell no. So, nah, I couldn't do it. I don't want to do it either. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, people in general want to be famous. They look up to famous people. They think all famous people are rich and live this glamorous lifestyle and all this kind of stuff. But they don't see that other side. The scrutiny that you have to come under for being famous. They will analyze everything you say and do, depending on how famous you are. And now, just because of the way things are, shoot, even though people like me, I can get on here and say something wild and crazy, or what people perceive to be wild and crazy. And next thing I know, I'm being scrutinized and on the news and all kinds of stuff. Like, wait a minute, man. You know, the dude, the Burger King, the janitor, and all kinds of stuff. Let him get on social media and say something. Next thing you know, he got a billion views and he on ABC. That's crazy. That's crazy. Like, is that Lou, the janitor? What did he say? Yeah, he said something about a famous person and put it on TikTok. Now he's world famous. He's on the nightly news. Janitor out of Arkansas said something about people on social media threatening his life and his family life and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, they crazy, man. Man, you get famous like that, like internet famous, that thing, you know, you get death threats and all types of shit. Like, wait a minute. You go try to kill me because I said that one of your favorite players play like trash? Now you go send me a death threat and my mama and stuff a death threat? How crazy are you? Yeah, and then they try to paint the person that said it crazy. I see the people that are sending out death threats and all kind of goofy shit like that. They are the crazy ones. Number one, for having time to even get online and do that kind of stuff. Number two, for doing it in the first place. I mean, you don't send death threats in person. You'll never send a death threat ever in your life. That's crazy. So, yeah. I think they are the mentally and unstable ones, not the actual famous people. Most of the time, it's the people surrounding them. The fans are the crazy ones, in my opinion. I don't know. See, there you go, an opinion. Now, everything I just said, if I was famous, they would chop it up and take out bits and pieces and make it seem like I said the most horrific stuff you could ever imagine, just because. And that is, yeah, that's how they do. And people fall for it every time because it's entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And I don't necessarily fall for it, but I find it entertaining. I go on YouTube and watch a couple of minute clip. Like, oh shoot, he said something about so and so. Then you watch the whole clip, and they just took out a piece and didn't add the whole conversation. They just took out one little snippet and made it seem like it was something that is not. And we fall for it. Like I said, I don't fall for it. I just find it entertaining and funny, to be honest with you. And most of the time, it's not even funny. It's just entertaining. It's rarely funny. It's just interesting. The way people think. And then they put out a clip. You go in the comments, people talking crazy about a person. It's wild, man. It's wild. The world is a wild place now because of social media and things of that sort. And all of us, not all of us, but many of us feed into it. I personally know many people that don't go on social media, that don't watch sports at all, that don't know most famous people, period. Yeah, they don't even know who they are. You know why? Because they don't care, and they got enough going on in their real life to be worrying about some strangers. And that's not their thing, you know what I'm saying? To be paying attention to people that they will never meet or know. I wish I was more like that, you know what I'm saying? It is, now, I am like that to a certain extent. Like, I think my music probably stops at about 2010. I don't listen to new music. I listen to a lot of music, but I really don't listen to new music, so I don't know any of the new artists. I don't try to know any of the new artists. It's not something that, it's not really a reason, it's just what it is. I like older music, and I don't know any of the new artists, and like I said, I'm not trying to find them. And as far as like actresses and actors, and I barely know any of them. I watch movies, but I don't go and find out what the people doing in their personal life and all this kind of stuff. I don't got TikTok. I don't use Facebook. I don't got Instagram. I don't got any of those things. Only thing I got is Twitter. And I just use that to keep up with the basketball scores. But I don't even use social media. Now, YouTube. YouTube is what puts me on to everything. If it wasn't for YouTube, I wouldn't know anything about anything that's popular. Ever. I wouldn't know about new artists. I wouldn't know about any of those types of things. So it's just YouTube. And to be honest with you, I've only been watching YouTube like the way I do now, because I don't even watch regular TV. Probably I started really watching YouTube on a regular basis during the pandemic, and I've been watching it ever since then. But every now and then I'll take 2 or 3, 4 months off and just don't watch YouTube at all. Just because there's a whole bunch of nonsense and silly stuff going on. And then I go back and I find some of the most interesting shit I've seen in my life. Like, who's arguing with who? This person said something about this person, and just a whole bunch of drama and silliness. It's like, man, social media is like a big high school with a whole bunch of bullies and popular people and a popular crowd and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's also a whole bunch of people hiding behind the keyboard and talking crazy to each other. Nah, never have I ever argued with anybody online. And I never ever plan on arguing with anybody online. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my energy. It's a waste of a lot of things. It's a waste of my electricity. You know what I'm saying? I'm not arguing with nobody online. You using the my battery power for my phone or something. Or my laptop. I ain't got no time for that. I've never done that. Because it just seems silly. Now, I have looked at people arguing online, you know what I'm saying? But I never got involved myself. I don't leave comments. I don't leave comments at all, ever. I've never left a comment. I've been watching YouTube since, I don't know, I mean, probably like 10, 11 years. Never left a comment. Never left a comment. I've been on Twitter for a very long time, and I don't think I ever sent a tweet. Ever. Never sent a tweet. Maybe one time. Maybe once. But that was it. And had to do with a basketball game, Boston Celtics. But other than that, I don't get involved in that type of stuff. It's it's not silly. It's just not for me, man.